observe this day, especially, to recognize the appearance in this world of Krishna. About 5,000 years ago, this morning I was just reading the whole story from Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna's appearance. It's too long, I think, to tell the whole story now. But this year I really felt something very personal, because I realized Krishna appeared at a time of very bad government. And somehow I felt right at home. There was Kamsa, there was Janasandha, there were so many bad people that were just ruining everything. And I thought, this is what it's like. I'm just telling you that government is, sometimes demonic, sometimes incompetent, you need both. Wherever you look. So Krishna came at that time. There were so many, it says in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, that there were many asuras or demons who had taken birth on earth as members of the royal order. And the earth was feeling the burden. It was a very heavy burden. Usually the earth can put up with anything, but this was very hard. And so in great distress, she went to Brahma. Because of that, the leaders of any planet at that time would go to Brahma and said, I have a problem. She said, I have a problem. Look at all these kings of all these countries. They're all asuras. They're all demonic. They're persecuting the brahmanas. They're not allowing sacrifice to be performed. They're killing the cows. So many things are, it's just terrible. That sounds real familiar anyway. And so then, Brahma, she approached Brahma in the form of a cow. She took the form of a cow, Muni. Which is also very interesting because the cows are in distress. Earth is in distress, and vice versa. People don't know these things. There's subtle laws of nature. And just like a cow, the natural symbol of the earth, and the bull is the natural symbol of Dharma. And if the cow and the bull are not taken care of properly, then there will be no Dharma, and the earth will always be in distress. How much is the earth in distress now? The global warming, strange weather all the time. But if you know Bhagavatam, you can say, sure, this is what happens. When the government is not God-conscious, the government is exploiting the people and exploiting the resources of material nature. So Krishna descends to cure that. He says, whenever. These two things are there, there are two kinds, sadhus and dushtutina, the saintly people and the evildoers. And there's dharma and adharma. And so when dharma goes up, adharma goes down. And when adharma, irreligion is going up, dharma is going down. So Krishna, Lord Vishnu especially, his business is the maintainer of creation. You see that this dharma is there. So it is he who descends, he says, to establish dharma. He comes to establish dharma. And especially many, many times he teaches the kings. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you'll see Krishna says that before he came, and he gave a teaching that he's giving to Arjuna to the kings, to the what's called the Surya Vamsha Kshatriyas. He spoke on the sun to Vivasvan, who then spoke to Manu and then Svaku and his way down in the earth. So these spiritual instructions were meant for the royal order. earth would be taken care of properly. And when he's not obeyed and the earth is in distress, then again he will come. He will set it right. He establishes Dharma, but in course of time, all Dharma comes. And so Krishna becomes yugay, he says, to rectify it, to set it right. So this time, Bhumi came to Lord Brahma, and so then Brahma went with all the devatas, they all came together, and they went to the shore of the ocean of milk. And Brahma sat in meditation, and then he heard in his heart from Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who is the super soul in everyone, these words, that the Lord will soon come. He is preparing to come, that Krishna will come. First Balaram will come, and then Krishna will come. And he will destroy all these evil kings. And then he said to the devatas, your daughters should take birth. You should take birth now. In the Vrishni and Bhoja and Amrita dynasties, so that when the Lord comes, you can help him. So this is what they did. They all came, and then, as promised, the Lord appeared, right in the family of the worst of the tyrants, in Kamsa's family. And of course, most of you must know this story, of course, that Kamsa, sister, Devaki, was married in Vasudeva, and she was on the way back from her wedding ceremony, and Kamsa was driving the chariot. There was a big procession, big parade, all the dowry was there, so many elephants, so many chariots, so many horses. And then suddenly, in the middle of all these festivities, this voice comes from the sky. This is, Kamsa, you are such a fool. You are driving your sister to her wedding home, but her 8 sons will kill you. Now here's a man, and his sister is right there, ready to get on her way, and this is her way. And what does he do? He pulls the sword and is ready to cut her head off instantly. She's not going to hurt him. 8 sons, that will be sometime in the future, but he's ready to kill his own sister right at that time. So these are the bad people. So anyway, Vasudeva talked him out of him. He pacified him, gave him good instructions, and said, we should just wait. And he promised him that you have nothing to fear from her. Some future son is supposed to be the one that's going to be dangerous. So I will do this. When my wife has a son, I'll bring her to you, and you can do as you like. So that was what happened. So, well, Kamsa was waiting. And I have to make a long story short here. Kamsa was waiting for this child. When the son came, Vasudeva obeyed, keeping his promise, brought the son to Kamsa. And Kamsa's heart became a little soft. And he said, this is not the child that has to is going to hurt me. You're so noble that you're bringing your son to me. And so his heart was moved, and he said, you can keep his son. I have nothing to fear from his son. So he was getting very soft. So then a very interesting thing happens. Narada Muni, the sage, he wants to Kamsa to be hostile because he wants Krishna to come quickly. So he goes to Kamsa and he says to him, you have to be very careful because I have noticed that all around you in Vrindavan and all the surrounding families and all the others, there are now many demigods appearing. And these are all the demigods are coming. These devatas are now taking birth on earth because they're going to help the Lord, Krishna. And he said to Kamsa, you don't know this, but in a previous birth, your name was Kalamani, and you were killed by Vishnu. And now it looks like it's going to happen again. And all his allies are here already. Huh? So Kamsa became very distressed, and that's when he took Devaki and Vasudeva and put him in prison, long for life. And then their sons are coming one after another and it's killing. Yeah. So this is the story. And so some years are passing every year, having a son, every year the son is being killed by Kamsa in this way. So eventually the time came for the Lord to appear. And at first, Devaki was pregnant with her seventh child, and then looked at everybody like she had a miscarriage. But what happened is that at that time, Krishna had called his Yogamaya potency and said to Yogamaya, I want you to appear in Vrindavan, and I want you to make certain arrangements. He said, first, Balaram is going to appear in the womb of Devaki, but so that place will be ready for me when I come. But I want you to take Balaram from the womb of Devaki and transfer him to the womb of Rohini. Rohini was another wife of Vasudeva. So she did that. It appeared to everybody that Devaki had a miscarriage. But really Balaram had appeared first in the womb of Devaki. And then after that, it seemed like she had a miscarriage, but actually it was. Then after that, Krishna appeared. This is how Krishna appeared. He manifests first in the heart of Vasudeva. As in meditation, he saw the Lord in his heart. He saw Krishna in his heart. And then Vasudeva, by meditation, transferred the Lord into the heart of Devaki. It says very clearly that Krishna was not born in the ordinary way by the injection of semen. Rather, he appeared first in the pure heart of Vasudeva. And when Krishna was in Vasudeva's heart, Vasudeva was growing. And then when he went into Devaki, she also became glory. And then from her heart went to her womb. This is how this took place. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Jare Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha, that if you understand the transcendental nature of my appearance, my janma, my karma, my activities, if you can appreciate Krishna, then he says, then that person who understands my janma and karma, there's no more janma and karma for him. Simply by understanding, appreciating how Krishna, the nature of his birth, he's not a, although he appeared among us like a human being, he was very unusual. The whole thing was quite pipes on there. There's a little explanation of this, how when the Lord appears, that it turns out that these six children that were killed by Kamsa, or Devaki, had been in a previous wedding, the sons of Kalanini. In other words, they were Krishna's own sons. They were Krishna's own sons. And so, not Krishna's own sons, they were the sons of Kalanini, they were Kamsa's own sons. He's asleep now, it's past my bedtime. They were Kamsa's own sons, so in this time, he had to kill his own children. Because now they were born in the womb of Devaki. But formerly they were the children of Marichi. And Marichi, they may have been cursed because they had criticized Lord Brahma. And so Lord Brahma had cursed them that they were going to take births of the children of demons and be killed. But there's a symbolic meaning to this. Marichi is born of the mind. So symbolically speaking, Marichi is the mind. And the six, there are six offsprings of the mind. Let's see if I can remember them at this time of night. Kama means lust, krodha, right? Anger, lobha, greed, moha, illusion, mada, insanity, and matsara, envy. Right? Is that six? These are the six children offspring of the mind. So these six children came in the womb of Devaki. So symbolically, Devaki was very afraid of Kamsa. She was always afraid of Kamsa. And this fear was purifying it. And what it means symbolically is a devotee should always be afraid of material association. And out of that fear of material association, these bad effects, one by one, were removed. Kama, krodha, lobha, and so on. They were taken away. So this way, Devaki was becoming purified. So similarly, a devotee who wants Krishna to appear in his heart has to become rid of these offspring of the mind. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, badness, envy. All those things have to go. Then what happened is Balaram appeared next. Balaram is the original spiritual master. If we want Krishna, first of all we have to have Balaram. See, Balaram means strength. And that power, that bala, is spiritual power. It's not material power. And if we want to make spiritual advancement, we need the mercy of Bala, who is the Balaram, who is the original spiritual master. So the spiritual master is the one who prepares the way for Krishna. And then Krishna himself comes when the heart is pure and ready like this. So there's a symbolic meaning to all these things and a backstory like this. So finally, so then Krishna appears, enters into the womb of Devaki, and it's said that because she was in the prison of Kamsa, nobody could see her. She is like fire that's in a pot, or a jug which you can't see, or learning or education that is misused and doesn't manifest itself. But Kamsa, Thompson could understand that she was bright and effulgent, and that maybe Krishna was there. So now everybody is very afraid. Krishna is waiting for this baby to be born so he can kill it. And Devaki is afraid, and her husband, he doesn't know what he's going to do. So then what happened is that Vasudeva was helped by Yoga Maya. So that Krishna appeared, he appeared first of all in the darkness of night in a four-handed form. He had four hands, club, conch shell, disc, and lotus. He had armor, he had helmet. This is the way children are not born like this. But he appeared outside of Devaki in this way. And so they offered him very nice prayers. And they were so wondering now what was going to happen. Krishna and Kamsa is going to come. And so by the action of Yoga Maya, well, the first thing that happened is that the four-handed Lord turned himself into a little baby, just like a little baby. And he said that you should take me to Gokula, to Vrindavan. And so Nanda Maharaj was able to do that. The guards all fell asleep. This is called Yoga and Nidra. They were put to sleep by Yoga Maya. And somehow or other the locks came open on the end. And he went out. It was a dark night. And it was stormy. And it is said that Ananda Shesha walked behind with his lady hats. They had to keep them dry. Because at that time, in Gokula, Yashoda had a child. And it was a girl. And so Nanda Maharaj was not exactly nearby, but Vasudeva came and he changed the child. Yashoda had fallen asleep. She didn't know whether she had a boy or a girl. And so the child, who was Yoga Maya, was taken back by Vasudeva. And he went again into the, and Krishna was left in Vrindavan, in Gokula. And so he left. He went back into the palace, the doors locked behind him again. The guards woke up. And so then Kamsa discovered the child was there. And he came rushing in. And it was a little girl. But he was so furious, he was going to kill her anyway. And he picked her up, and she flew up in the air. And then they saw her, it was Durga Devi, and she had eight hands of weapons, full of weapons. And so she chastised Kamsa, and then disappeared. So Kamsa, she said to him, Krishna is already gone. He's hidden away from you. He's safe. There's nothing you can do. So this is the story. Krishna was then away. And then Big Kamsa thought, well, not such a big problem now. He got away. I'll let Devaki and Vasudeva go. But then all his counselors said, no, this is what you should do. You should kill every child that's been born in this whole area in the last 10 days. Kill every one of them. And so that way he committed a tough policy. So this is how Krishna appeared. And we all know quickly his career after that. He was hidden away until he became a youth. Grew up in Vrindavan among simple cowherd people. But then the time came, and he was taken by Garuda back to Mathura. There was a wrestling match that was a challenge there, so Krishna and Balaram went there. And then the wrestling match, Krishna killed Kamsa. There he is. And reestablished the kingdom, the proper people. And then Kamsa had many allies, and then the rest of his political career, after staying some time in Mathura, he built a fortress in Dwarka. And then for the rest of his appearance, he simply systematically was killing all the allies of Kamsa. So in this way, all these demoniac kings were killed by Krishna, and the world was purified. Of course, the other secret part is that little time when he was young and staying with the cowherd people, the simple people in Vrindavan, here was a very special revelation. He wasn't acting like a king, but like a simple village boy. And here we have the private life of God. Krishna, when he's just not Aishwarya, not full of opulence, but simply his sweetness is exhibited. So again, the world needs Krishna. Actually, he's already here for this age, because the Yukadharma for this age is Sankirtan. So Krishna will actually act with all potency and cleanse our hearts. Whenever we just go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now that we're saying you're here this evening, this is a wonderful thing. We're here at midnight because that's when Krishna is here. We're going to welcome Krishna in just a short time. Let us welcome him into our hearts. Let us ask him to remove us of all impurities so that we can become pure, and ask him, please take care of these kings. Because we need him very badly. Thank you very much. Shri Krishna Janmasthami Ki Jai.